Hello, and welcome to African Children's Stories, a podcast by EduTab Africa. This is a site for children, educators, and parents that aims to promote reading culture in Africa. Each week, we shall deliver intriguing stories to you. Today's story is titled Leopard and Squirrel. It is published by the African Storybook Initiative. It is authored by Abdulkadir Guracha and Elizabeth Ladd, and illustrated by Rob Owen. I will be your today's narrator and host, Magdalene Chorongo.
Once upon a time, Leopard and Squirrel were friends. They shared a herd of goats. They took turns to take the goats out for grazing. Leopard was not good at goat herding. When he took the goats out, they always came back hungry. Squirrel always went out with her mother. Squirrel's mother climbed into the trees and pulled off the leaves. She threw the leaves down to the goats and they ate happily. One day, Leopard said to Squirrel,
"When you take the goats out, they come home happy. But when I take them out, they come home hungry. Why is that?"
Squirrel pointed at the branding iron next to the fire. She said, "I tie the branding iron to the goats' tails. They get frightened, so they run around and find food. But when you take them, they are lazy and stand in one place. That's why they don't find any food." Leopard was angry.
"This stupid squirrel is not telling me the truth,"
he thought.
"She's laughing at me. I'll follow her tomorrow and watch."
So, the next day, Leopard followed Squirrel. He was careful to make sure that she didn't see him. He watched her from far away. Squirrel stopped under a tree and called, "Mother, come and help me. I have to find food for the goats." At once, Squirrel's mother began to help her daughter. She pulled leaves off the branches.
"Look at that,"
thought Leopard.
"Squirrel's mother helps her. They don't use any branding irons at all."
He felt angry.
"Squirrel thinks I'm stupid,"
he thought.
"She was trying to trick me. But I will show her."
The next day, it was Leopard's turn to take out the goats. He took them past the tree and called,
"Mother, come and help me. I have to find food for the goats."
Squirrel's mother ran down from the tree. Leopard jumped on her and killed her. The next day, it was Squirrel's turn again. She dropped the goats past the tree and called, "Mother, come and help me. I have to find food for the goats." But no one answered. No one came. "Mother," Squirrel called again, "where are you?" Squirrel suspected the truth and began to cry.
"Oh, mother. Oh, mother,"
she cried.
"You are dead. You are dead. Was it Leopard who killed you?"
Squirrel wept all day, and her eyes became red. In the evening, Squirrel drove the goats home again.
What's the matter, squirrel?
Asked Leopard.
Why are your eyes red?
I met the healer today, answered Squirrel. He gave me some medicine to put in my eyes. With this medicine, I will become big and strong.
Leopard said, I would like some of that medicine. Can you give me some?
Yes, replied Squirrel. But you won't like it because it will hurt your eyes, said Squirrel.
Give me the medicine now,
said Leopard. He laid down and opened his eyes. Squirrel took some stones and put them on fire. They became red hot. She put them on Leopard's eyes.
Take the stones away! Take the stones away!
Screamed Leopard.
Give me back my eyes! Give me back my eyes!
Leopard was blinded by the stone.
I'll give you back your eyes when you bring back my mother,
hissed Squirrel.
Thank you for joining us this week on African Children's Stories. We hope you enjoyed this week's story. Feel free to share your thoughts and feedback with us. You can email us using the links on the description to find out more about our work. You can support us by subscribing and sharing with a friend, and that will help us reach more kids. Until next week, toodles!